you're out and about with Gene Salander for WHDD Robin Hood Radio, and I am here at the Sharon Legion, American Legion Post
126.
126. I am talking with Ray Akjar and Dad Akjar. How are you, Dad? I haven't seen you in a long time.
Tired.
All right, we got to bring it in a little bit closer so we all can be heard. We're here tonight for a corned beef and cabbage dinner. It is right now it's about 10 of 6. And there's a sign on the door that says sold out.
Yes, there is.
Talk to me about how much corned beef went into this incredible event.
375 pounds.
Come on now. You're exaggerating.
No, I'm not.
375 pounds of corned beef. And that's just the corned beef.
That's just corned beef.
Wow.
We still have a pot of cabbage, another thing of cabbage. How many pounds of potatoes do you have?
150 pounds of potatoes. 5 cases of cabbage.
Wow. Wow.
18 cans of corn, carrots.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You guys, you crush it. How long were you at this today, cooking?
Well, he probably was here all day yesterday, most of the day, and Pete, and whoever else. And then today, what time did you get here?
I picked up the meat and Amenia at 7 o'clock.
So 7 in the morning, probably cooking by 8. What's involved in cooking or corning a beef? What piece of beef are you buying? I don't understand how this works. That's why I come to these things and buy.
It's a brisket that they corned in their marinade, whatever it is.
Okay.
And we buy the best one we can buy, so you get the most meat. You know, we don't want to make it a cheap dinner.
It's always dynamite.
Yeah.
It's always dynamite. So it's seasoned, brined, corned, that's what it means.
Yeah.
And then how long are you low and slow all day long? Or is it, you don't
5 hours.
Sear it, 5 hours. And what's the technique? Are you in the oven? Are you in a big pot?
Pot with water.
Big pot. Okay, so for those of you who don't have us on TV, which is everybody, there's a pot on the stove right now that's probably the size of me.
Yeah.
You know, if I curled up in a ball,
we could
it's
fit
huge.
You in there.
Yeah. If I could curl.
Yeah.
How many gallons does that hold?
20 gallons.
That's a 20-gallon pot.
We use 3 of them plus a smaller one. It's about a 10-gallon pot.
Wow. It's for 5 hours. And it's cooking in water?
And seasonings.
And seasonings. We're not going to talk about secret recipes, but you got some salt and pepper and other?
Lots of other.
Pickle and spice.
Pickle and spice? Yep, now you're giving away secrets there, Dad. Be careful.
You want to have a good meal, you want to use pickle and spice in it.
All right.
And then the next secret is, once you're done with the meat, take the meat out and you put the cabbage in the pot.
Right, because the cabbage will soak all that yumminess right up.
Nice, yeah.
It's like a broth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool. And then what do we do with the carrots?
Those are pretty basic. Just cook them down.
You just cook your carrots the way you want to cook your carrots. Come on in here, young lady. Name, cereal, rank.
Adrian Akjar.
And that's all she's given.
That's it.
What was your involvement here today, Adrian?
I basically just help out with like running around and grabbing things like silverware, and I manage the ice cream and dessert.
Oh, there's ice cream and dessert. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Don't tell Digby that there's ice cream because he'll be sold out of that too. For real.
Yeah.
Long day for the Akjar family.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds like you did all right. Now, when you look at your numbers this year, are you going to double it for next year? Thinking, wow, maybe
We'd
we can
love
make
to,
more, but the
but
capacity is full?
Yeah, we just.
Everything's full.
We can't. Can't every burner on the stove is going. Everything is. Yeah. This is. Full boat. So, this is it. This is as much as we can do.
Making money when the sun shines and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you to the.
It's always a great event, you know.
To the men and women of the American Legion 176.
126.
126
Close.
Here in Sharon.
Yeah.
For an amazing corned beef and cabbage. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Yeah.
I just
found out I'm 7% Irish. Had no idea.
That was, that's, I'm sorry. I would go and do that, but I've committed crimes and I don't want them to catch me, so I'm not doing Ancestry.com.
I was worried about that. Well, I either have to go legit now, or I just, you know, don't do it. So
That's a flip of a coin, you know, now that you're out there. Yeah.
I know.
So St. Patrick's Day is this upcoming weekend. What's up for the Legion? What other fundraisers do you guys have on the horizon?
We have a roast beef dinner coming up next month. We always go the second Saturday of the month,
which falls on Adrian's birthday.
And when we started as corned beef dinner in 1992, I think it was, we bought 50 pounds of corned beef, and now we're up to 375.
Wow.
That was Radar Whole Scroobies' idea to start
Mr.
this.
Sure, Mr. Whole Scrooby. Yep, yep. Oh, wow.
Yep.
You've come a long way, baby. How about it? And how's your volunteer corps? I see a lot of a lot of helpers. I see that Adrian, the next generation.
Yeah, so we've got three generations here at the moment in this family. Pete, Lori, three generations. I mean, it's the Kilmers are here. 5 foot nothing, of course.
Mark. He's everywhere.
Yeah, he's everywhere. So, yeah, and all the ladies on the line. So, yeah, everybody's good.
Well, I hope that all of your volunteer corps and all of your incredible efforts get fed tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Being sold out is kind of like, oh, no.
We pick along the way, so.
Well,
by
good.
The end of the night, we're done with corned beef, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Until next weekend.
It's like bottling cider, you know? You have a little nip each time, and pretty soon you can't walk. Same idea.
Corned beef drunk. I like that idea. I'm going to go get my corned beef drunk on.
Do that.